This lady has just announced a tour for next year, the 2021. Thank goodness we're getting some artists touring around Australia at the moment. All the Lies About Me is the name of the tour, and she joins us right now. Her name is Amy Shark. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. The name of the tour is Cry Forever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, and that's what I told Sam and said, cool. No, it's all the lies about her.
He does a lot of drugs, Amy. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I was born in Redcliffe.
Yeah, whatever you guys are on, you need to tone it down.
Now, Amy, last time you were here, I think you played in the car park at the Wharf in Mooloolaba.
Yes, I was at that one.
Which was wicked, and we just love our live music here on the coast, and we're very excited to hear you starting your tour at Sandstone Point.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to play. I think that's one of the first sort of festivals back for me, so it's going
to
be great.
Can I talk to you about 2020? What has 2020 been for Amy Shark? Has it been a complete mind-blown experience, or have you just been kicking on and writing some more music?
I think it's the same as everyone, just like a big roller coaster of emotion, and you know, you go through so many different stages, I guess, of not knowing what to do and stressing about it and then not caring about it and then, you know, finding other things to entertain you again, I guess, and just, yeah, I don't know. It's been really weird. I'm thankful that my album was done before COVID was a thing because I think, I don't know, I think trying to be creative right now would be really hard and, but I don't know, I can see a lot of light, obviously, at the end of the tunnel. There's, obviously, there's festivals happening and shows are being booked, so it's starting to feel good again.
Yeah, starting to get back to normal. Amy, coming into Christmas, what are we about 16 sleeps away only? What does the Amy Shark Christmas look like? Do you do something traditional? Do you do something funky? What do you wake up Christmas morning and do?
I think, you know, my nan's very English and she's super traditional, so we usually sit in like 40 degree heat while we're trying to eat this hot lunch, which, you know, is fun to do just to please Nan. But it's, you know, I think I haven't been able to get home for a minute because I've been living in Sydney. So just to see friends and family for a few days is going to feel really good. And yeah. Hopefully it's nice weather. Usually sort of jump in a pool and chill out.
What does one Amy Shark have on her Christmas list this year?
It's funny that you say that because it's like, this a year that we're kind of just not really worried about presents, like I guess. We sort of just have done that through the year and it's just everyone's, you know, everyone's had it tough this year financially and we're just going to do our best to see each other and be all in the same room and eat some good food and drink a bunch of drinks and just hang out, you know.
They're so nice.
I have everything I have ever wanted, so I'm good.
That's cool.
And just on that, Amy, I mean, it has been a weird year, 2020, but I feel like as an artist, you've been so prominent this year, and congratulations to you. You picked up some arias recently. What does picking up an aria mean to you?
Well, this year in particular was a very big shock because I literally just went for the free drinks and canapes and I didn't expect to come home with anything. So, you know, I only put one song out this year. So it was crazy. But any aria, obviously, you know, I grew up watching the arias and it's such an important award to win. And, yeah, just extremely grateful, I guess. And it's nice to know people really connected with the song because it was hard to tell, like, you know, through this year of not performing, people are even connecting with the music. So I guess they were.
And, you know, from as a Queenslander too, Amy, we've kind of feel a little bit protected in this bubble here, but live music's really taken a shot, hasn't it, this year? So it's got to feel great to have a tour announced and knowing that you hopefully, all things crossed and considered, that next year is going to be as much back to normal as possible.
Yeah, I sort of can feel it sort of coming back. I mean, it's there with sport, so I think music can't be too far off. And by the time June, July rolls around, I'm just, you know, just praying that it's kind of back to normal and we can be at full capacity in nice venues. And I mean, I just want to, like, it's not the same doing the whole live stream, I guess. Like, I just want to feel the room and see the faces of, and yeah, so I think
Zoom
it's going to be pretty awesome.
Zoom sucks, man. All this digital
tough
live streaming concerts.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of smiled and made the best of a bad situation, but it's crap, really, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you
I
made
agree
an interesting point before, Amy, as an artist, not being able to judge feedback from, you know, your audience and your crowd and stuff at festivals when you release music. That must have been a weird sensation this year.
It really is because, you know, usually you put singles out and you play, you know, a couple of festivals and maybe do a single tour, and you can kind of gauge like if people are connecting with it. And yeah, there's none of that this year. You're just putting music out and just praying, I guess, that it kind of works. Or but yeah, I don't know. It's that's why I guess you got to go back to putting music out because you like it. But yeah, it was definitely a difficult, weird year.
Yeah, it's odd. Amy, whenever we talk a lot about music in our household, being in radio, you know, you're just surrounded by music. And every time I mention Amy Shark to the kids, I got pretty young kids. They go straight into singing Amy Shark do 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 do. Amy Shark do 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 do. Is there any chance you would think about doing a cover of Pink Fong's Baby Shark to Amy Shark?
I have to go, guys, but it was really good chatting to you. Did you all just silently panic for a second?
No, I'm totally with you. I was with you.
I was freaking out for a second there. I'm not going to lie. I thought we ended this.
No, it's fine. My nieces and nephews sing it all the time. I think I'm just filthy that I didn't write it.
Yes.
That's a big royalty pay right there. But no, it's fine. People still do it to me all the time,
that's
which
awful.
Is fine.
Yeah,
you know?
It would be a bit narcissistic of you to sing a whole song about your own name, though. I mean, you're not Jason Derulo.
Yeah. Only Jason could do that.
I know.
True. Well, Amy, thank you so much for joining us and all the best for your tour next year. Have a very safe and Merry Christmas and love to you and your family.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate the high energy this morning. I'm like super awake now.
Thanks. We are the coffee shot of radio shows.
Oh, my God, are you ever. All right, see you guys.
See ya, babe.